Exposing the changing worldviews behind the issues that are fundamentally changing our nation and world, The Sharon Hughes Show starts now.
Most of us carry this feeling of not being able to do enough or not feeling good enough, and this is passed down in many cases from fathers who weren't there for us emotionally or weren't there physically.
Because it's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to every father out there. Boy, do we need you, and we appreciate you and all that you're doing to not only be a father to your children, a grandfather to your grandchildren if you have them. My guess is that you are concerned about this generation of young people. And so my guest is a man who works with men to help heal any wounds they may have experienced growing up, and also to help them help the next generation.
You're listening to Sharon Hughes, taking you to the front lines and behind the scenes.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Ron from Smithton, Missouri. I've had a lot of digestive problems all my life. Got on the Allo-Apex within a week to 10 days' time. I started noticing a tremendous difference, and suddenly I could begin to digest foods. And I would very much encourage anyone, if they have given a thought to trying this product, to absolutely do so. This stuff has a tremendous healing effect. God bless you all.
If you go to apexhealth.live/Sharon, you can order your first bottle or bottles of Allo Apex at a special introductory price. Just click on order now and use the promo code Sharon Special, or call 833-334-5433. Again, 833-334-5433. Well, all the best laid plans, as the saying goes. Today was supposed to be with Dwayne, and he had every intention of doing the show, but he ran out of time getting ready to leave for a business trip to Texas. So what we decided to do is take an interview that was done earlier on an issue very front and center for men. I mean, with all the job loss, investments decreasing, retirements postponed, there's a lot of worry and a lot of stress in our nation right now. And whether it has to do with the past or current circumstances, such as the economic and unemployment crisis that our nation's going through, emotions can run strong. And men and women deal with issues, deal with their emotions differently. And so this interview today is with former pilot, now therapist, Bert Boda, who gives information to help deal with frustration in healthy, constructive ways. So even the best laid plans not working out as intended for today's show with Dwayne, I think both men and women will find very interesting. And Audrey Russo joined me.
Let me tell you a little bit about Bert before we bring him on. He flew as a pilot for Trans World Airlines for 25 years, and during that time he received his degree in psychology from JFK University in Arinda, California. He is licensed as a psychotherapist and has had a private practice in St. Louis, Missouri while he was based with TWA. He retired from TWA to lead an adult men's rite of passage to what they call the New Warrior Training Adventure, working with Vietnam vets and others, specifically vets, called the Bamboo Bridge. Now, as an outgrowth of all of this, out of that, he started a men's healing and service community in St. Louis and also in New Mexico and now in the San Francisco Bay Area, where it's specifically for the purpose of what he's calling Living from the Heart Weekends, but it has some of the advantages of the New Warrior Training Adventure coupled with a biblical Christian foundation. So, Bert, just want to welcome you on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Sharon. Great to be here. Great to be wherever you are.
I want to introduce you to Audrey Russo. Audrey, this is Bert. Bert, this is Audrey.
Great to meet you. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Likewise, Audrey. Thank you.
Okay, so let's just jump right on into this. And let me just ask you, why are you doing this when you could be flying all the time?
Well, I've flown for probably 35 years, and it was time to be home. And also, since I married my wife, who's from Colombia, I figured it would be nice to spend time with her. So that was one of the reasons I did that. Also, the other reason was to start working full-time with building these men's communities in Northern California. And I'm also a writer and a personal coach for men. So that will keep me very busy, Sharon.
Let's just jump right into this, because I have heard from men saying, oh, these kinds of movements are just trying to make women out of men, getting them in touch with their feelings and all this kind of thing. But that's not really what you're doing. I mean, from what I understand, trying to get men, not so much to get in touch with their feelings, but get in touch with those feelings that are holding them back or perhaps even destructive from their past. How does that relate to a rite of passage as you talk about it?
Well, a lot of men are sitting on a ton of unresolved emotions, and in our culture, we haven't really been given permission to investigate that part of ourselves, to express that part of ourselves. So in many ways, men's hearts are attacking us because of those emotions that are stuffed inside and don't get an opportunity to express them. And the rite of passage has been with us, you know, for centuries. And our modern day culture, there are just vestiges of those things left over. Like in the Catholic religion, it's a confirmation process, which is a extremely watered down rite of passage. In the Jewish faith, it's a bar mitzvah and a bat mitzvah. And those kinds of vestigial rites of passage really don't carry the power that the work that we do does. And actually, the work that we do has come out of three men coming together 25 years ago to create a rite of passage for men, because they realized the need for it in our modern day culture. It's an adult men's rite of passage, and it really does bring men into adulthood. And if a man isn't given a chance to express and investigate his own inner world, he will act out those unexpressed and unresolved emotions in ways that wound other people. And part of that is called the shadow, the part of a man's soul or heart that he doesn't want to look at and he denies or represses that he's got it.
But to suppress those emotions or not to resolve these issues, wouldn't it also be dangerous to a man's health?
Incredibly so, yes, Andrea. In many cases, heart attacks are caused, not directly attributable, but part of what happens is the heart is not just a physical organ, it's the seat of our emotions and our spiritual center. And when the body itself and the heart is not allowed to express feelings, it's like a pressure cooker with no relief valve. And so wounding emotional explosiveness is stuffed inside, and there's no way for it to express itself. Trusting and communicating to other men is a huge therapeutic practice.
Yes, I could see where that would be. It naturally happens for women. You know, we just go out for coffee or we get on the phone and we have twice as many words as men, and we're more in touch with our feelings. And that doesn't mean that women don't have issues and don't have to, right, you know, get in touch with their feelings, but it's a lot easier for us. We have somebody in the chat room that has a question for you. Can we ask you about the portrayal of men on every sitcom on TV as either, number one, either gay or stupid or lazy or all of the above? And that also is in ads. How many ads are you seeing where the wife is so smart and
right,
he's just, you know, what the heck he's doing? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a travesty for men. Somehow that image has grown up as a popular way to illustrate men, and it's doing more damage than you can imagine, because many men, if not most of us, carry this feeling of not being able to do enough or not feeling good enough. And this is passed down in many cases from fathers who weren't there for us emotionally, who weren't there physically. And there's a lot of men these days that have been raised by mothers, single parent families. And these men don't have a chance to really get a sense of what it's like to be a man. To be raised by a healthy father is a huge investment in their sons. And so men go through life trying to make up what it is to be a man and kind of taking a composite piece from this guy who they might admire. There's no more mentoring. It's a combination of things that brings men to this kind of dumbed down existence that's portrayed on in commercials and TV.
Yes, and, you know, not just in television, but also in our schools. I know there's a whole movement of trying to get equal time for guys, because boys are not treated as well as girls are on several levels. I don't know if you have any comments about that. I know that, you know, the whole gay marriage issue has to do with the fact that one of their arguments is that boys don't really need to have fathers, or girls don't need to have fathers in their lives. They don't need mothers and fathers. They can do fine without that. And that touches on what you're talking about in terms of role models.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great injustice to kids. And I'm not saying that, you know, a same-sex family can't raise a child. I'm just saying that the child needs both sexes, a male and a female, to get a balance in your life. And I think that the same-sex parenting thing is gaining popularity because, especially in Western culture in this country, there's so much confusion over gender roles. And so people find it easier in many cases to bond with their own sex. And it has become very difficult for men and women to partner up and make a good, compatible, intimate relationship because of all the gender confusion in our culture.
A lot of gender confusion.
We're going to take a break here. When we come back, more of my interview with Bert Botta along with Audrey Russo. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Sharon Hughes, not afraid to say it like it is. So the citizens of this great nation will know the real story behind the news that affects us all.
And our listeners also know that our show isn't about elephants and donkeys and Republicans and Democrats, but that doesn't mean that we can't talk about how pathetically biased our media is when it comes to the difference of how they cover the parties and candidates.
If you'd like to change the world, won't you partner with us? For a donation of $15 a month, you'll receive our monthly Best of the Best program on CD and Sharon's monthly Saying It Like It Is letter. Just go to changingworldviews.com/donation page and sign up online.
Well, every month here at Changing Worldviews, we have a special offer, and this month's offer is the book and two-part interview on CD, Defeating the Totalitarian Lie, A Former Hitler Youth Warns America. It's by the late Hilmar von Kamp, who said, "What I saw in Germany, I see today in America." So the book and the CD of my two-part interview with him is yours for $25, and to order it, just send your check to Changing Worldviews, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. Again, Changing Worldviews, P.O. Box 995, Cedar Ridge, California, 95924. Or order it online at changingworldviews.com. Here's some of what you can expect. Karl Marx, who's the father of socialism, right? I mean, he said his main purpose in life is to dethrone God and to destroy capitalism. And in Nazi Germany, that was National Socialism as well.
Absolutely. It's the same. The communism, socialism, National Socialism, they are all from the same root. And they are godless. Normally, when you think of the Nazis and the war, you look to the criminals. But the really responsible people for what is happening or was happening are the appeasers, the bystanders, who don't want to risk anything and look in the other direction.
My porn addiction cost me my job.
I've accumulated an extremely large amount of debt due to my addiction to porn.
I lost my wife and my children to my addiction to porn.
Let's just go.
Recovery is your choice. Addiction is not. For help, visit www.recoveryconnection.org.
Let's move on to the subject of some of the results that you have seen from men that have gone through your Living from the Heart weekend. Give our listeners kind of a feeling for what men have experienced and, you know, the feedback that you've received.
Just finished a weekend out in Walker Creek Ranch in Petaluma a week and a half ago, and this was the first weekend of its kind. There were 8 men that went through. One man was healed from a childhood molestation. Another man was shown how he was just distancing himself between he and his angry daughter. Another man was healed of an abusive relationship with his father, and he shared his life with the men on the weekend for the first time ever. It was just incredible to see this man lighten up and start to smile because he felt safe enough in the context of this weekend to be able to do that. Never felt safe with men before. We compete with other men for everything. We compete with men for women, for our careers, for everything, and we learn not to trust each other. We trust each other around sports and stuff like that, but when it comes down to really deeper issues, we don't want to go there. With another man who was totally isolated, after being in the weekend, we witnessed how he came out of his isolation, and now he feels connected to the rest of the men in the weekend. He's got a new band of brothers, so I could go on for another, you know, miraculous kinds of healings only because these guys felt safe enough. And obviously, it takes a skilled facilitator to be able to guide men through this process. You just don't do this on the street corner.
You have done work with Vietnam vets. And of course, you know, we have such a heart here at Changing World Views through Operation Heartlift for our troops. And the kinds of reports that we've got, the information we have, is that the younger guys that are coming back from Afghanistan, they really are not connecting unless they're still in the military. But those that are now veterans, they're not connecting with the veterans groups and so forth. There's like that generation gap thing that's happening, and a lot of them are walking around. I mean, we have more becoming homeless than we would like to say, and the suicide rate is just tremendous as well. Now, we know there's reasons some of these have gone on more than one or two or three tours, and I know that the military is doing what they can to help them, but don't you think that part of that is because men are afraid to open up? They don't get out what has happened to them in a way that allows them to move forward in a positive way. Not everyone, of course, but those that are suffering.
Exactly. Young men need to be initiated. They need to have healthy men mentoring them. In the absence of that, in many cases, they go in the military for a rite of passage. And the military is a rite of passage, but it's not the kind of rite of passage that encourages or allows men to express themselves in a good way. And so men going into the military thinking they're going to be bonding with their brothers, et cetera, find in many cases they're disappointed and left without any tools to deal with the trauma and the disappointment and the isolation that they experience and the death of their brothers in combat. So they've really gotten a way to process this stuff and don't have the emotional tools to cope with it. That's in many cases what's happening here. And then they come back into the world outside of combat, and there's no way for them to integrate back into the world. A lot of it has to do with the services that are being denied them, but they don't feel like they can relate to anybody, and that's one of their problems.
Military, you're trained to be tough. I mean, you have to be because you're going into battle, and let's be real. I mean, my husband Dwayne was a Vietnam vet and Purple Heart, and, you know, he came home, and fortunately, he didn't have the kinds of difficulties many have had, but let's face it, you've got to be tough if you're going to run into battle, and so therefore, that can translate into, you know, I got to just buck up and do it myself.
Now, there's ways to be tough, but there's also a way to deprogram from that. And, you know, our guys aren't given the tools to do that. It's unfortunate, but that's the situation. And I've worked with veterans in the Bamboo Bridge, and incredible healing took place in those trainings. Problem was, you know, it was difficult to get Vietnam men to come out of the woods, literally, to engage in those trainings and to be healed.
Right. So you have these weekends, they come, and is there any follow-up to that, or is that a done deal? Are you connecting them with their local churches? What happens in the way of follow-up?
Yeah, you know, one weekend does not a man make. And we meet biweekly now, men that went through the training, plus some staff men, keeping men connected and keeping men move forward. There's one man who was so hungry for male friendship and companionship. This guy is 6'4", 250 pounds. I mean, this guy is just a big specimen of a man, and he is so delighted that he has found men that he can relate to and talk to and just speak from the heart. And you just don't do a one-weekend training and expect a man to be changed for the rest of his life. It's part of the integration process. And we've got men already spreading the word for training because guys are realizing that their life has been changed and they want other men to experience this.
For those that don't live in the San Francisco Bay Area, they live somewhere else, you could boil it down to three things, let's say. Helpful pointers, tips to any men that would want to know what can they do when they don't have such a weekend to go to that would be helpful to them. What would you advise?
I would advise them to contact the New Warrior Training. That is about in 20 countries now. So just about in any given area, a man could find a circle to sit in and at least to contact a man to go through that particular training to then have a group of men that he could share his life with.
Okay, well,
you know,
why don't
really,
you go ahead and tell our listeners your website address and your contact information?
Yeah, my website address is www.bertbotta.com. You could me up on Facebook. And I also want to say that any women listening to this, you women have you're a very powerful catalyst in men's lives. And so if you see a man who you think might be hurting, might need something like this, you know, give me a holler. We'll talk about it and might be able to refer you to a group of men that would be able to take care of it.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we were just talking with Bert Boda. And Bert, thanks so much for coming on and thanks for working with men. And we wish you the best.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, you know, Audrey, it's a very worthwhile thing to care for the hearts of men. And as our chat room, I can't recall who was saying, but, you know, there really is not much available for men at all. We've got shelters for women and children, but not for men.
Just proud of you men and women that are serving, and we're praying for you. Believe in God's best in your lives. Thank you for your service. We appreciate it.
Just want to thank you guys so much. My dad, he was a lieutenant colonel in the Air Force. He was a pilot. He served in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, and you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Changing Worldviews Talk Radio is an issues-driven show featuring the news, or the side of the news often ignored by the mainstream media. Sharon's guests have included candidates, senators, and other government leaders, public policy and pro-family experts, authors, doctors, and religious leaders, Protestant, Catholic, and Jew, such as David Horowitz, Michelle Malkin, America's Rabbi Aria Sparrow, Phyllis Schlafly, and Dr. D. James Kennedy. An advocate for the innocent, the persecuted, and our troops, Sharon continually encourages her listeners to boldly support the right and expose the wrong. If you share Sharon's passion to increase the pro-America and family voice in our 21st century society, we invite you to partner with us. Log on to changingworldviews.com. Sign up today and receive our best show of the month on CD, Sharon's Saying It Like It Is newsletter, and more. Changing Worldviews with Sharon Hughes. Broadcast journalism you can trust.
So there you have it. Happy Father's Day again to every father. Next week on the show, we're going to be talking about an issue that ties in with global governance, that ties in with just so many things that we are facing right now. And that is, are we in an era of population control? So we'll be talking about that with my guest next week. In the meantime, as always, I like to close out with a relevant or favorite song, and today's choice is by Michael W. Smith.
When you feel the sunlight fade into the cold night, don't know where to turn, don't know where to turn, and all the dreams you're dreaming seem to lose their meaning. Let me in your world, baby, let me in your world. All you need is someone you can hold. Don't be sad, you're not alone.
I will be here.
You've been listening to Changing World Views with Sharon Hughes. You can follow Sharon at facebook.com/Sharon and twitter.com/Sharon. Please take advantage of our online shows covering topics and guests we can't possibly cover on our weekly show. That's why we offer more at our website, changingworldviews.com. Join Sharon next time, and until then, stay alert, stay informed, because we live in a changing world.